I'm going to say it again. Y'all looking at me like they didn't keep the tongue. Because you don't know what they said. You didn't follow them around all the time. You might have heard them say a few good things while they were in your presence. But what did they say? I mean, because the Bible can't lie. Now, trouble going to come if you live godly. But I'm talking about this talking wrong stuff. It's going to cause you trouble. And you, if you don't watch it, you'll get tied up into some trouble that you can't get out. Somebody else going to have to get you out. Amen. And that's why we pray on this prayer line so we can get a lot of folks out of trouble. They don't know what to, they don't know what to do. See, you get so far gone, the devil can tie you up so much, so tie you and bind you so until you won't read the Bible. You won't pray because you don't know what to do. And if you did pray, you wouldn't know what to say. You're just out there just saying something. Saying something, not praying. Saying, praying. Prayer is praying the word. That's why you hear people, let's pray, let's pray. Then all that unbelief come out. You didn't do anything. You just made some noise. Not for the change of situation. But they go away thinking they have turned the world upside down. Hallelujah. 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 So whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. That's why you can, if you keep your tongue from speaking that kind of stuff, you can go to bed and sleep at night. You can go through life. Day by day. And you know why people are troubled now? Let me say this. I don't mean to try to put nothing on. See, you get the word in your heart. You know why people are so troubled about COVID-19 now? Because that's what they talk about. Amen. That's what they're thinking about. That's what they're focused on. I promise you, if you get focused on this word and forget about what they're saying, turn that TV off or turn from it somewhere. I watch something. I ain't watching that news. I occasionally turn over there to see what the weather's doing. Occasionally, I don't listen to it because it doesn't give me. I don't need to hear that. I need to hear what God is saying. Amen. And he told me if I trust him, he will keep me in perfect peace. Amen. I may need to listen a little bit and follow the Holy Spirit how to pray, but to sit there and feed on, I will not do it, y'all. I'm going to say it again. I will not do it. Amen. 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 Praise God. So all it done is all listen to all that stuff bring trouble to your soul. That's your mind. When I could be feeding on the word of God. Hallelujah. And he telling me how he loves me, how he provided for me, how he'll never leave me. I'm your father. And I found the secret place. That's what the scripture said. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Then it's going to say surely. It didn't say maybe, surely. He will do what? Deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with a feather, and on his wings shall I trust. Didn't he say it? Hallelujah. Let's go on to 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter 3:10. For he that will love life, now, Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. He that loveth shall eat the fruits thereof, right? Eat the fruit thereof. Now, which one you love? Now, he said, the person, now, here's Peter. This is what Peter said. For he that will love life, this is what happened. If you love life and want to see good day, what you do? What you do, Peter? What do you do, Peter? Let him refrain his tongue from evil. You see it, y'all? See, you can stop evil. You can stop it from invading your life. It may come against you, but you can stop it from invading your life and destroying you, because the greater one is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So if you love life and want to see good days, let him reframe his tongue from evil and his lip from what? That they speak no guile, wrong word, deceit, twisted thing, untrue thing, ungodly thing, no guile. Deceptive thing, lying things, thing that's lie, that's a lie. Keep your tongue from it. Don't let your tongue speak that. Tell the truth. Tell the truth under pressure. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look what James 1:26 said. This is from the Passion Translation, if y'all can put that up. James 1:26. Time gets away so fast, so fast, so fast. James 1:26 says, if someone believes they have a relationship with God, but fail to guard his what? Words. Y'all see that? If someone believes that he has I'm going to show you something now. If someone believes he has a relationship with God, but fail to guard his words, then his heart is what? Drifting away, and his religion is what? Shadow and empty. I ain't want to be called a believer and a Christian, and who I am, and I can't, and I don't know how to guard my tongue, and it'll call me to drift away from God. In other words, he's saying a person that's shadow and drift away from that person ain't got much in him. If you get that word in you, that word will stay you. That word will settle you. That word will cause you to become what? Fixed, steadfast, unmovable in your stand on the word of God. But if you got a religion that's called you to drift away from God, it's shadow. Phew. Unstable. Empty. An empty tank on a car ain't carrying you nowhere. You're not driving. You may sit there and go boo, 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 but that's about all you get. Hello?
Amen.
Empty heart will not get the job done. The power of God won't work for you.